You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And tonight I'm talking to portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in the Western Cape, and that is Skulk Low. It's gone a bit quiet, Skulk. I mean, people are digesting the fact that there are two vaccines, and over the next 2 weeks there'll probably be another two vaccines, and then it will go on from there. And eventually, everybody will have a vaccine that suits them, and it'll all be over, hopefully. Hopefully everything will be rolled out, because I'm quite looking forward to that. I'm quite looking forward to normality. The markets seem to have been discounting normalcy or normality, and I applaud that ahead of Christmas, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I'm actually looking forward to you is going to be the next company that brings out the vaccine, and I don't want to take a bet, but I can tell you, you know, I'll be happy to look at something, because it's been sort of, you know, we look at Pfizer and that biotech
Moderna
came out, and they came out first and they said 90%. They've got a 90% effective rate. And then Moderna came out and they said 94.5%. And today Pfizer came back out and said, wait, we're readjusting. We are actually, we've got a 95% success rate. So next company that will come out will most probably bring out 95.5%, and eventually before we know it, we'll be at 100%. So I don't agree with you. This is great news.
It's fantastic news. In fact, there's a beer in the Netherlands which is called 8.5, and it's got that. I mean, when you go into a bottle store, you see it. It says 8.5 very clearly on the front. And then another company came out and made one called 8.6, and that's the alcohol content. And so it's almost like a beer is replicating, or rather vaccines are replicating real life, which is beer, of course. And so it'll go on from there. I'm still waiting for someone to come out with an 8.7. or an 8.8. But I think the point is that they can't retest 46,000 people. Pfizer, I think, tested 46,000. That was their sample.
44,000.
Exactly. So let's call it 50,000 roughly. They can't do that again. So where do they go from 90 to 95? I don't know. But whatever it is, who cares? We can go back to normal, Skulk. Mm. And you and I are normal people. We need it.
Yeah, I think that's the bottom line. I mean, we had a few figures today, and we'll chat about them. Retail figures for the 6 months in a row, we've seen a retraction. So you're talking about normal. We're not back at normal. Although there's companies like Spar that came out with wonderful results, you know, grown despite the fact that we've had this, you know, abnormal, or let's call it this pandemic environment. But yes, I totally agree with you, Lindsay. I'm so over 2020. Bring on this vaccine. I wonder, you know, they had this poll that they run, and I use the word poll specifically because it just shows you, you know, how unreliable this is. I think it's the new swear word. If you get the main swear word for 2020, it will be, you know, a poll will be right at the top of the list. But they had a poll a few months ago where they said, well, if they bring out a vaccine, would you actually go and take it? And I'm going to ask you the question.
Yes.
If they bring out the vaccine today and they said, well, Lindsay, you know, we've now moved up from 95%, we've got 100%, would you take that vaccine?
No, not even close. I need to tested on people like you, first of all, before I take it. First of all, for the last 8-9 months, I've been normal. I've washed my hands every time I come back from going to the shops. I wear a mask no matter where I go. And I generally behave like a normal human being. And I haven't caught it yet, touch wood. So I'm going to wait a little while before I take the vaccine, because I don't know, something might happen. You know, I mean, I'm stricken in years. Maybe something there'll be some sort of side effect that they haven't worked out yet. I mean, I don't want to talk about something horrible like thalidomide, but that happened in the 1960s and 1970s. Everyone thought this was the best thing for morning sickness, and suddenly it affected fetuses. It seems a little bit rushed to me in my own sort of conservative way.
So therein lies the problem, and therein lies your answer, because that sample indicated exactly, you know, pretty much 70% of people that ran that poll agreed with you and said, well, I won't take the vaccine. I want to see, you know, a few people take it. I want to see what happens in 6 months. Do they grow a tail? You know, do they actually stay healthy?
That's slightly exaggerated, but I get your point.
Slightly. So I do think that we still got a bit of an uphill battle. So, and we've seen that. We chatted about Spa, but I mean, we had the discussion. I can't believe it's been close to 6 months already, where we chatted about Brait. And remember last time around, I'm going to record, you know, we looked at Brait and, you know, are they actually over this whole...
Their results came out today, didn't they? Yeah, exactly. Mm.
And I remember we had this discussion and we know your, let's call it love-hate relationship with gyms or, you know, Virgin Actives. You know, love the fact that you're not there, hate the fact that you'll never be there.
Well, it's not that. It's something completely different. But the point is that I was talking about this to Wayne McCurry just half an hour ago, and we had a look at all the investments that they've made. It's been a South African disaster because it was 170 rand a share, and the last time I looked at it, it was 3 rand 66. And I'm not gloating about this at all. I'm just very sad for the people that got sucked into this nonsense.
Yeah, you've mentioned it. It's been extremely sad. They had a few proper investments, and everything just went kind of sour for the past 3 to 4 years. NAV currently still, you know, trading around about this 7 rand, as per the results, you know, 7 rand 71.
No, 3 rand 66.
That's the share price. That's the share price.
Oh, you mean the NAV?
Yeah, the NAV. Okay. This company is 7 rand 71. So, you know, yeah, there's a good argument being made that say, well, the likes of Naspers is trading, you know, pretty much it's similar type of discounts to NAV. Remgro is trading at 42% discount to NAV. So, you know, discount to NAV has become the norm. Don't be harsh on Brait. But I look at the investments. Yes, I like Premier Foods. I think the Premier Foods brands, and for the listeners out there that don't know Premier Foods, they've got very, very well known brands like Dove, you know, soap, Iwiza, Blue Ribbon, Snowflake baking powder. So it's those type of well known brands, and then that to a certain extent carried Brait, and yes. that's let's call it 44% of the total company is made up just out of Premier Food, close to 50%, or to be exact, 49.1%. That's Virgin Active, and we said it, you know, 6 months ago, you know, would we see a straight move back, you know, for people that are after COVID, go back to gyms, and you know, you were talking about normal, back to normal. Will we see a back to normal for Virgin Active soon? And I'll answer that. You know, back then we said no ways. So then why would you want to be buying a company which has got so much uncertainty around it, even if the discount is quite wide? 6 months later, I'm asking myself exactly the same question. We've got the UK, Italy, you know, so Virgin Active clubs, you know, they UK clubs, the Italy clubs, you know, those countries has gone back into lockdowns. I mean, and yes, they've now had to close these gyms again. So this is a big concern. I must admit, it's I would be very, very hesitant getting back, even looking at a very, very wide NAV, you know, for something like Brait currently.
Okay, so we don't have a look at Brait. I mean, it's not one on the list. It's one that's gone from 170, I think it was the high. But anyway, it was very, very high indeed, down to just below 4 rand per share. So it's not one that you would look at PSG Wealth. There's better things to look at. And let's have a look at some better things today. And I'm going to start with the swap prices on Skalk. Here we go. And start with the currencies, of course. The rand, again, it's so strong. 1543. Okay, it's weaker today, but it's been so strong for the last month. 1543 is the dollar rand. The British pound against the rand is 2053, and the euro rand is 1831, with the euro dollar 1865. Very slightly weaker US dollar. The gold price is just not reacting to any dollar movement at the moment. $1,883
per ounce. That's a plus because our local gold mines has been hammered again today. I mean, when you look at the likes of Goldfields, I'm not going to go through the list, but Goldfields down another 4.3% for today. You know, and the gold price are stronger. Yes, we saw a dip earlier today. And Lindsay, I mean, you've said it, and I'm going to sort of reiterate what we said a few weeks ago, where you said, right. Well, you can see the gold price has stabilized round about, the, let's call it the 1850 to 1900 levels.
Yes.
That hasn't changed. I mean, and actually now, I mean, I'm not a technical analyst, and I'm not going to try and be professional or be a pro in that regard. But, you know, the one thing that I've actually seen, you know, it just don't want to break this 1860, 1865 levels. Every time it goes to those levels, you see a bit of a bounce back, you know, bounce from those levels. And remember, the dollar index still remain under pressure. I can't see what's going to drive the dollar stronger. We still see the U.S. being in an extremely inflated, you know, money printing environment or M2 money printing environment. So, yeah, I think that could be something to watch. You know, I think we've seen these gold mines being heavily, you know, sold off, you know, for the past, let's call it 10 days. And maybe there'll be a bit of an opportunity soon in that space.
Hopefully. 1883, the gold price, which is down around about $3. Platinum doing very well. On the other hand, I don't know if my screen is a couple of days old, but anyway, I know it's $950 an ounce, up $40. Palladium, where's that, please, Skulk?
That's also looking very good. 2.4% stronger today, trading at $2,372.
Very nice indeed. Also, crude oil, the big one. Mm. West Texas is up 1.3% to $41.96 per barrel. Brent crude oil is $44.49, which is 1.7% to the good. So commodities doing rather well. Give me the updated Dow Jones, NASDAQ, and S&P, if you would.
So as we currently speak, the Dow Jones is actually, well, let's start at the top.
Yes.
So let me just get that. There we go. So as we currently speak, Dow Jones is stronger. That's 35 basis points up. S&P 500, that's 14 basis points stronger. The tech stocks are taking a bit of a breather. They are 18 basis points, you know, weaker. So, yeah, it'll be interesting space. And as I mentioned earlier, the dollar index trading, you know, just below, you know, 92.3. So that's also, again, a weaker dollar, you know, this evening.
Very good. We were talking earlier on about Spar. Spar's numbers were really good. The share price up over 13%. Retail sales in South Africa fell 2.7% year on year. A little bit better than expected. But anyway, let's see if the Christmas period will also benefit the South African retailers, because people are so fed up with 2020. Maybe they'll go out there and maybe they'll put some money aside and maybe they'll splurge a little bit. Let's have a look at the shares on my screen, Skulk, that have done well today, and the ones that have done badly as well. Okay, I've got Spar, 13.4% higher. Textainer up 7.1%. South 32 up 7%. Redefine up nearly 7%. PSG Consult, there you go, one of your family, up 5%. On the downside, Santam, horrible, down 5.3%. Sappi down 4.1%. Altron down 4.1%. Goldfields, you mentioned that one, down nearly 3%. And Motus down 2.5%. They may be slightly outdated, those numbers. But anyway, you get the picture. Yes, Goldfields, in fact, as I've refreshed my screen, down 4.3%, as you quite rightly said. Okay, anything else outside of those ones that caught your eye today, please, Scott?
No, I think the one thing that stood out, you know, for me today was the lack of activity. You know, we had a value trade, you know, just over 15, shy of 16 billion today. So
that's,
you can
poor.
Clearly see, yeah, it's a very slow day. So I wouldn't read too much into it. I do think that tomorrow and Friday is going to be very, very important days. You know, we do see the ESA Reserve Bank making an announcement. I don't think we should expect any change. But as we currently speak, we look at the 22 economist that also, here we go again with that famous word, ran a poll. Wow. And when we look at the poll, 17 of that 22 economists said that we will have no change. 5 of them said we'll have a 0.25% cut. Nobody said we're seeing a hike. So I do lean, you know, towards the 17. So I think that would be the first hurdle to see what the Reserve Bank comes out with. And then Friday, naturally, all eyes on the ratings agencies again. So I think there's some sideline investments currently, and I think all eyes are going to be on the rand, you know, latter part of Friday. Because remember that,
yeah,
that's not going to come out during the day on Friday. Just remember that
it's always around about 6 o'clock, isn't it?
Yeah, I think last time around, if I'm not mistaken, because I sat up for that one. It came out, you know, after 12, so it was, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. So,
you really are a dedicated financial services professional, aren't you? You really are. Give us the JSE indices, and also just reiterate what the value traded was today, please. Let's start with the indices.
So the indices, the JSE All Share, ended the day off at 57,323. That is up 0.47%. Resource index, that is up 37 basis points. The industrial index, that is up 61 basis points. And the financial index is up 29 basis points. And we need...
So these are small moves. What you're saying, these are really small moves we're seeing.
There's been good big moves, and the big moves came out of the property sectors. The property, you know, the SA property index up to over 2%. We've got big moves in the likes of Growthpoint. Growthpoint's up 3.4%. You know, Redefine up 6.9%.
Exactly.
Yeah, 7%. Yeah. So nice movement. You know, we do see a bit of it. And I've pretty much had two presentations which are, you know, went to. For the past week, big asset managers, you know, both of them saying, well, they're starting to nibble. They're starting to nibble in the local property space. So I think that would be something to maybe look at. And then one thing that actually stood out, Lindsay, I think that I'd like to end off when we look at the
yes, all share.
I actually looked at some figures, you know, up to the close of yesterday. So that does not include this, let's call it 50 basis points movement, you know, for today, because naturally the global market is not closed yet. But up to yesterday, in rand terms, you know, our JSE capped SWIX index is up 11.66%.
Not bad.
You know, month to date. Over that same time, the MSCI, you know, world over the same period is up 5.35% in rand terms. So, where South Africa is having a massive month. I mean, we're definitely seeing some movement. I would not be surprised. I don't have the updated data, but I would not be surprised if the foreigners did start nibbling. So, yeah, I think there's some positive movements. I mean, naturally, we're only at the 18th of this month, and there's still, 12 days left. Anything can happen. But for now, I think it's good news. We're having a great outperformance month against our international peers.
I'm going to give you one quick test before you leave, Skulk. You are currently in Hamarus, is that correct?
On
the south coast of the Republic of South Africa. What was the original name of Hamarus, but was then shortened to Hamarus in 1902? What was the original name of Hamarus? Don't look Hamarus it up.
Peters.
Yeah, Hermanus Pietersfontein. It was shortened in 1902 as the name was too long for the postal service. And what is the famous whale that characterizes it and draws thousands and thousands of visitors? Which whale, from around about July, August, I think it is, that populates the waters just off Hermanus to mate and just generally frolic around? Which whale is it?
Lindsay Williams.
I'm skinny as a rake, me. It's famous. It's famous for the southern right whale watching during the southern winter to spring season, and is a popular retirement location. It goes on to say that, yeah. Anyway, whale watching is very good. So, have you seen any whales recently, or have they all disappeared already? Yes.
Yes. No. They've been beautiful this year, and it's actually fascinating. I mean, I joke with you now, Lindsay, but it's fascinating to see how many species whales actually do, you know, come by Hermanus. You know, how many actually stay around to calve. So it's actually fascinating, and I would encourage anybody that's listening to this, you know, local and abroad, you know, if you've got the opportunity to come and visit Hermanus, do so. It is one of the most beautiful.
It is so beautiful, and if you go along, I mean, if you go before you get to Hermanus, you've got Betty's Bay, which also had a whaling station where they used to hunt whales and bring them in Betty's Bay, which thankfully has stopped now. But also, if you go to Plettenberg Bay has still got that whale harbour thing next to the hotel that was owned by Sol Kersner. What's it called? I can't remember what it's called now. But anyway, there were whaling stations along that whole thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so there's a lot of history there. Anyway, Skulk, I envy you being there. Skulk Lowe is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.